Judith Ann McLaughlin is a longtime USF St. Petersburg professor of political science. She expressed her full support for Florida to accept the $51 billion in Medicaid expansion offered by the federal government.
My opponent was the only vote when there was a Republican compromise bill to get this done. One senator voted against it, and that was Jeff Brandis.
The no party affiliated and House Representative District 70 candidate Philip Garrett said full-time school nurses could offset a lot of hospital and after-hour urgent care costs.
I'm a government employee. I've been a government employee for 22 years. I pay $6,000 a year in health insurance. I have a $300 deduction if I have to take one of my kids to the emergency room. Nurse practitioners could reduce medical costs by being there during the daytime for all of us.
All candidates agreed in favor of Amendment 2 for the legalization of medical marijuana, including Steve Sarnoff. He's a Democrat running for House District 66, stretching across Pinellas Park and Clearwater. His opponent, Christopher Latvala, has not publicly taken a stance on the amendment, but was recently polled to be ahead. Sarnoff has a sister with epilepsy who he says could benefit from the Charlotte Web strain.
Florida had a reputation only a couple of years ago of being one of the largest pill mill states in the nation. This is an alternative to pill mills.
Edward Briggs, the event organizer, told WMNF a little bit about the Florida Nurses Association.
The professional organization that represents all nurses in the state of Florida. So it's important to us to make sure that our members and the community is educated on key essential health care issues.
Bay News 9's Trevor Pettiford ended the forum with a special plea to Florida voters.
This year, find two people to take to vote. That's what's the most important thing. It's not just a right, it's a responsibility.
There will be another candidate forum tonight at the St. Petersburg College Seminole campus beginning at 7. For WMNF News, I'm Crystal Farina in St. Pete.